Maduro on illegal Venezuela oil sanctions. The United States wants to steal Citgo from us. By Francis Martel on January 29, 2019. Deposed Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro condemned the United States Monday night for imposing a new round of sanctions on Petróleos de Venezuela, PDVSA, the state oil company. The move is intended to get Maduro to move out of the presidential palace and allow constitutional interim President Juan Guaido to take charge. Guaido, the head of the federal legislature, took an oath of office and became president last week at a rally, invoking Articles 333 and 350 of the Venezuelan Constitution, which require the Venezuelan people to stop recognizing a head of state if they violate human rights or disrupt the democratic order. Maduro called Guaido's swearing-in unconstitutional and has refused to step down, citing the backing of the nation's military leaders. Dozens of countries around the world have recognized Guaido as the rightful president and refused to engage in diplomacy with Maduro, including the United States. In an extended diatribe broadcast through state media, Maduro decried the sanctions against PDVSA as unilateral, illegal, at the margins of the UN Security Council. He accused President Donald Trump of plotting to steal our riches, and later on our territory, listing the Essequibo, a Guyanese territory that takes up two-thirds of the territory of that country, as rightful Venezuelan land. The United States has begun transiting on the path of robbing us of the Citgo enterprise, Maduro alleged, referring to the U.S. refining branch of PDVSA. Maduro's regime currently uses Citgo to refine PDVSA's heavy crude and sell it to the United States, generating funding that allows for Maduro's lavish lifestyle and for purchasing the military equipment necessary to continue killing and repressing pro-democracy dissidents. The new sanctions ban all U.S.-based companies from paying PDVSA money, depriving Maduro of access to the Citgo profits. Announcing the sanctions on Monday, National Security Advisor John Bolton argued that they were necessary to prevent the enrichment of the Maduro regime through public funds that should legally be managed by Guaido and his presidential team. The path to sanctions relief for PDVSA is through the expeditious transfer of control to the interim president or a subsequent, democratically elected government, Bolton explained, adding that stability and democracy in Venezuela are in the direct national interest of the United States. PDVSA, despite boasting access to Venezuela's vast oil reserves, has seen its value collapse under the Maduro dictatorship as longtime industry experts fled the company or lost their jobs, replaced by Maduro loyalists with no experience in the oil industry. The same occurred prior to Maduro, under Hugo Chavez, but oil prices were high enough to mitigate losses. Between the drop in oil prices and the Chavez-Maduro policy of sending free oil to allied states like Cuba, by November experts described PDVSA as being in freefall, producing less than 1 million barrels of crude oil a day. A month later, a Reuters report citing internal PDVSA documents found that Venezuela was now forced to import 300,000 barrels of oil a day despite being home to the world's largest known oil reserves. Much of those imports go to China and Russia, to which Maduro's regime is heavily indebted. It is not yet clear what happens to those debts if Guaido succeeds in establishing himself as president. The U.S. State Department announced Tuesday it is working to help Guaido gain access to Venezuelan government accounts now that Washington does not recognize Maduro as head of state, potentially helping this reality to develop sooner. Secretary of State Michael R. Pompeo certified the authority of Venezuela's interim president Juan Guaido to receive and control certain property and accounts of the government of Venezuela or Central Bank of Venezuela held by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York or any other U.S. insured banks, Deputy State Department spokesman Robert Paladino said in a statement. The State Department also recognized Venezuelan diplomats appointed by Guaido as legitimate representatives of that country over those installed by Maduro. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.